In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The disciples were gathered in the room 8 days after the resurrection, and they told Thomas, "We have seen the Lord. He is risen." And what did Thomas say? "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." That one sentence, my friends, has left the disciple Thomas forever labeled as doubting Thomas. However, there's another Thomas, a twin, whom we often overlook. The Thomas who met Jesus 8 days after the crucifixion and loudly confessed his faith, "My Lord and my God." That's the Thomas the risen Christ meets in the gospel for today. The second Sunday of Easter, sometimes called St. Thomas Sunday, although we Anglicans, Episcopalians, observe his feast day on December 21. Thomas may be the one who gets labeled, but the other disciples also revealed the difficulty of believing. On the evening of the first day of the week, the day Jesus was resurrected, the other disciples hid behind closed, locked doors. And Jesus appeared to them in their locked room and breathed life into them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." No matter how he is labeled, however, Thomas is only struggling with how to believe. And what to believe. Thomas wants to see and touch Jesus for one reason only, so that he too might believe the resurrection. How about you, my friends? What makes it difficult to believe? Are you wrestling and struggling with the resurrection of Jesus in your life? For me, I believe that the resurrection of Jesus offers salvation from sin, hope for our own future resurrection, and peace. But all I see wars throughout the world, families in conflict, and broken relationships. Maybe you also want to believe in the resurrection and that it is real. But your belief doesn't really fit with what you are seeing and experiencing in our world today. And that could stir up doubts. But that alone would not make you a bad Christian. Some might even say that doubt is the starting point of faith. In the Bible's original language of Greek, the meaning of doubt is inquiry. An inquirer is someone seeking, asking, or hunting for answers. Doubt is a common feature in the Bible. Many believers, including Abraham, Moses, and Peter, experienced doubts about aspects of their faith at some point in their lives. Because, you see, they were too old. Abraham and his wife Sarah did not believe God's promise that they would have a child. But then Isaac was born. The prophet Moses also did not believe he was the right person to lead the Jewish people out of slavery in Egypt. But he was, and he did. And the gospel writer, Matthew, tells us that when Jesus walked across the lake, He invited the disciple Peter to do the same. Peter got out the boat and started walking toward Jesus. But when he saw the boisterous wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, we are told, Jesus stretched out his hand and called Peter. And then he said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Wrestling with doubts, my friends, and resolving them strengthens a Christian's faith. And the result of a strengthened and deepened faith can benefit others who are experiencing doubt. You see, my friends, doubt can arise when misunderstanding the Bible or Christian teaching. It can come about from confusion because of incorrect Christian teaching. Doubt can also arise from relying on feelings rather than facts. Thomas had faith in Jesus from the day he became one of the 12 disciples. He was faithful, yes, and devoted to Christ. So we can understand Thomas' reluctance to believe the other disciples' report of the resurrection. We remember his promise to go to Jerusalem for Jesus, quote, "that we may die with him." You see, Thomas had been zealous for Jesus, but realized his worst fear in the crucifixion. So we can really understand why he would be slow to believe again. Perhaps that's the reason for the compassion in what Jesus said to the confessing Thomas. He said, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have come to believe." My friends, it is okay to be honest about your doubts and to have questions. And if you are truly looking for answers, your doubts should be replaced by faith in Jesus. The Bible makes it clear in Romans 10 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The only sure way to overcome doubt is to place your faith in the word of God and depend on that more sure word of prophecy. Don't allow your five senses to dominate your thinking. You must come to a place where God's word is more real to you than anything you can see, taste, hear, smell, or even feel. When you are in doubt, refer back to the word of God. Jesus told John the Baptist to do that. Remember when John was in prison and wanted confirmation as to whether Jesus is the Messiah? Jesus told them to go back and tell John to take note of all the miraculous works he had done as described in the scriptures. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. My friends, by that, Jesus was reminding John not to doubt, but to find the answer to his questions in scriptures, Isaiah 61 and in Luke 7. That's because the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged word, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. So if you are dealing with loneliness, my friends, or sorrow and loss, and you begin to doubt, pick up your Bible and read the word for comfort and assurance. If you are suffering an illness, disability, or you are uncertain, ask Jesus for healing. If you feel lost, betrayed, disappointed, or overwhelmed, turn to the risen Christ. And if you, like the disciples after the resurrection, are locked in a house of fear, darkness, and confusion, seek the Word of God. The Bible reminds us that Jesus is the Word made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and glory. Resurrected people, my friends, know the importance of faith in Jesus and believing the resurrection. They may ask hard questions, you see, rather than settle for easy answers. They don't have to figure it all out before saying their prayers, feeding the hungry, forgiving another, or loving their neighbor. Resurrected people believe even if they don't understand the resurrection. They may never see or touch Jesus, but they live trusting that they have been seen and touched by Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.